is Daf Mem. So again, whenever you see a short Daf that oftentimes indicates a little bit more challenging than other Dafim. So the Gemara begins on the bottom of Lamed Testament Beis, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hashochet L'Shem Harim, a person shechs L'Shem the mountains, L'Shem Gvos, L'Shem Yomim, L'Shem Naharos, L'Shem Midbaros, all these types of landmarks. Hills, mountains, water, rivers, and deserts. So Rashi just explains the very last Rashi on the page here. L'shem yamim she'asa hayam avodas kochavim, that they'd been worshipping the water as some form of an idol. So the halacha is one who does such a shechita, shechitasa psula. It's not a good shechita. Fine. So then the Mishnah goes on to Daf Memin, says Shnayim Ochsin Besakin. Two people are holding on to a knife. One to the head. One to the top of the handle of it. Rashi explains. So Veshochten, and they both shecht together. Even though normally such a shechit is good when two people shecht at the same time, but in this case Echad L'Shem Echad Mikol Elu. One of them are having in mind one of the things we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, L'Shem Naharos, L'Shem Yamim, whatever it might be. The Echad, the other one, the Shem Davar Kasha, that one is having just stam kavana to do a shechit, nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. The halacha is that this too is shechitasak psula. Since one of the individuals are having a mind, l'shem avodah zarah, that disqualifies the entire shechita. Fine. So the Gemara's medayik as follows. Psula in ziv chay meisim lo. The result of such a shechita is only pasul. It's disqualified. You may not eat it, but it's not ziv chay meisim. Ziv chay meisim is a carbon that's brought for avodah zarah. That the halacha would be, Rashi says two lines down. Ziv chay meisim is le'asar behana. A ziv chay meisim, something shechted for avodah zarah, would be asar behana as well. Not simply asar b'achila, but even asar behana. Kedin takroves avodas kochavim shasua kemes. Like any other type of offering to avodah zarah, which is asar the din of a mace. The halacha is a mace, that someone who dies is asar b'ana, so we learn that as a source that avodah zarah is also asar b'ana. Rashi explains it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, also appears in Masecha Shabbos. Meis Aser Behana, Dinaf Kalam Maseches Avodah Zarah, Mitamash Sham Miriam, it says Sham Miriam in Parshas Chukas when she died. The word Sham, and we have Gzer Shava, Gamar Sham Sham, Megla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Aser Behana. Gzer Shava to Meis is also Aser Behana. The Gemara has another pasuk connecting Meis to Avodah Zarah. So through these this double Gzer Shava, we have that Zivchei Meisim is Aser Behana. So the Gemara again is medayik that this type of shechita is only pasul, but it's mutter b'ana. It's not called zivchei meisim. Fine. You need a question? Oh, fine. Gemara now says Irmin, who he asked a question from a brisa. It says in the Tosefta, Hashochet l'shem harim, l'shem gvos, l'shem naros, l'shem midbaros, l'shem chamal l'vana, l'shem kochavim mazalos, l'shem michal, hasar gadol, l'shem shil shokatam. What's his last thing? Shil Shokatan is like a small worm. Rashi says from the greatest being outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is, Michal, which is the greatest Malach, and down to the lowest, a small little worm. Any option, you serve as a Avodah Zarah, whatever that might be, Harei Elu Zivchei Mesim. How come this Tosefta says, Shechting, doing a Shechita, L'Shem Michal, L'Shem Shil Shokatan, it does create a Zivchei Mesim, while our Mishnah says it's only Pasul, but it's not Zivchei Mesim, it's not Aser Banah. So Gemara answers, Amar Baye, Lo Kasha, Had Amar Lahar, one is where you're saying I'm doing it for the mountain itself, Had Amar Legad the Dahar, the God that I assume is from the word God, the God of, with a lowercase g, the God of the mountain, referring to the Malach, the Tsar of the mountain. So what's the difference? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains as follows, Rashi three narrow lines down, the Amar Lishimhar, Har Einu Nasa Avodus Chochav. A mountain, something that's mechuba l'karka, something that's connected to the ground, can never become an avodah zarah itself. D'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Gzer Tzakazav, Elohehem al Heharim. The idols, the gods that are on top of the mountains, that are detached from the mountains, however, lo heharim al lohehem. But the mountains themselves cannot become avodah zarah. If you will worship, I don't know, Mount Rushmore or something, that's not going to become avodah zarah. But if you want to worship the idol that's on top of Mount Rushmore, if there is no such idol, but if there is, so then that would be aser, that which is detached. But the mountains themselves may not be aser b'hana. Rashi goes on to explain in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Hilkach l'shman lo mikre zivchei meis. Mihu psula melechel. Nonetheless, you still can't eat such an animal. You shechted the animal l'shem the mountain. So even though that mace is the animal, it's not aser b'ana, it's still going to be pasul milechel. You still can't eat it. Mishum dedomia l'shechitas avodas chachavim u'mechalfabe. It's similar to serving avodah zarah, and therefore can get confusing. So they re-aser the b'banan. but it's different than when you shecht it l'shem malach, l'shem shil shokata. Fine. So Gemara says, go back inside just to read the answer one more time and finishing the answer. Of Amar Abaye, Abaye says once again, Lokasha, Had Amar Lahar. When you say for the mountain, that's not Zivchei Mason. Mountains can't be gods. Had Amar Lagad Dahar. If you say the god of the mountain, that would create an Isser Zivchei Mason on the animal itself. Dekanami, it's precise in this explanation because Dekatani, it said in this Bryce in this Tosefta, it says, Dumya de Michal Sahar Gadol, Shema Minan. Just like Michal is not a Mechuba Lakarka, he's not connected to the ground, so too it's only when you're serving something that's detached from the ground. Okay, Tos has a slightly different understanding. He thinks actually the angels and mazals are mechuber, because it's the way the whole orbit works in Shemayim. There are connections, even though there's no physical connections. There are strings, hidden strings, and so he has a different shot at what mechuber lekarka means here, but that's his very long Tos, was Dibur Maschil Ha.
What does he hold of Shushukatan?
Well, that's fine, because that is definitely detached. Right. But regarding mazalos, he thinks mazalos are considered. So he says when it comes to mazalos, he's referring to the malachim who are in charge of mazalos, but the mazalos themselves are considered mechubra lekarka, because again, it's part of this orbit where there's these, you know, the gravity pulling everything. That's considered mechubra, I guess. That's the scientific understanding. Fine, so that's the understanding. So now the Gemara, this is where it gets confusing. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, now pay attention, each word here is going to be crucial because I'm a base, it's going to be analyzed. Your friend's animal is revutza lifnei avodas chachavim, is crouching in front of an avodah zara. So now, there's a machlokas, what revutza means here, the significance, but again, I don't want to get bogged down with these machlokas, let's just take it at face value. So the animal of my friend is crouching down in front of an avodah zara. Kevin sheshacha basim nechad, once you cut one of the simanim, asra, it becomes asr. That animal becomes asr. Now, it's challenging on many levels here because, firstly, ain adam osir davash ain shalom. I cannot asr an animal that's not really mine. That's one challenge here. Another challenge here. We're going to discuss this, but no, I don't think so. So now, that's one challenge here that it's going to be very important. So there's a very long Rashi. I don't want to get bogged down in the Rashi either here. But even though there's a klal that if a person, forgetting who owns it now, but let's say I own the animal itself, normally you have to do a mice itself to an action, to an object rather, to make it usr. So one simon would be considered a significant action in order to usr even my friend's item. Meaning, normally I can't be makdis someone's item. It's not mine. Ein adam osir davar she'eino shelo. But if you do a mice to that item, so I'm able to usr someone else's behema. That's what's going on.
You could set your konen by killing it, you're actually koning, no?
Well, I can't acquire something against his will. I can't just, that would be stealing, that's gzela.
It's like the guy who dyes wool and dyes it the wrong color, he's koning.
So there's a concept of kinyane gzela, it's called kinyane right. Gzela, but there's another concept of gazel, of eino nisai shabailim, eino adam maktish. So this is part of the conversation, which I don't want to get involved in the kinyane, you're right. The kinyane gzela are very relevant here, and that's what Rashi and Tosfos seem to have a machlokus, what type of ownership do I have by taking my friend's behema. But according to at least Rashi's simple understanding is that even though if I were to bow down to my friend's animal, it wouldn't create an isser, but if I do a mice, if I do an action to the goof of the animal, that will create an isser. So that's what Rav Huna says. So then the Gemara connects Rav Huna's statement to that of Ula. So the Gemara says, Savar la ki yohad amar Ula, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that afa pisha amru ha-mishtachave le-behemas chaveri, even though when I bow down to my friend's animal, la-asra, if asa ba-maisa, asa if I do a maisa, that what I just said, that will be enough to create in Isser. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Eisive Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna as follows. He quotes a Gemara that says, Hashochet chatas b'shabbos. Vishech t'chatas on Shabbos, and you do it b'chutz, and you do lavodas chakavim, your chayv ishlosh chatos. So what are three avodas? Three isurim. You did it on chutz, shchutei chutz is one isur, and you did it on two avodas, that's the second isur, and since you did it on Shabbos, since this is possible, normally, right, you don't bring a chatos on Shabbos, so that would be three. Those are three different isurim. I mean, the klal is, whenever you do something, that if it's done b'meidit, it's kares. If you were to do it b'shogeg, you bring a chatas. So each of these three yisurim are kares, b'meizid, that means there's a chatas in shogeg. So again, you shechted on Shabbos, b'chutz, and Avodah Zarah. Yeshechting a chatas here. The chatas is very key. Rashi just points out parenthetically that isn't this a kilkel? When you do a melacha kilkel on Shabbos, a destructive act, there's nothing that's productive here. So shouldn't you be pater? Mekol makalkel, but Shabbos is pater. Chutz min mavir and what's the other one I'm thinking? The other one, but Mavir and something else. Other than that, all Kilkulim are going to be Pater. So Rashi explains that no, this is also a Tikkun because it's a Tikkun Eitel B'nei Noach. The last Rashi, for them, by you removing the Isser Eivim and Achai, even though I can't eat from it, Ben Noach may eat from it, it removes the Isser Eivim and Achai for him. There is some level of Tikkun making a constructive action, a constructive melacha, and that's why it's a melacha on Shabbos. So these are the three Isserim. That's what the Brisa says. Shochet Chatas on Shabbos, L'chutz Avodah Zarah. So now asks the Gemara, V'amrit, Kevin Sheshacha Bas Simen Echad, once you shecht one simen, that's now Asra. That becomes Asra Mishim Avodah Zarah. The moment you do the first simen, there's I'm doing the shame of Avodah Zarah, now it's Asra Avodah Zarah. Now the problem is, Ashchut Echutz Lo L'chayv, I shouldn't be chayv an additional Isser of Shchut Echutz, because Shchut Echutz, when I shecht a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, it's only chayiv when I do bol simanim. So when I do the second simon, it's already mechatech, says the Gemara on Amud Beis now, it's considered mechatech ba'aferhu. That's just like cutting into the dirt. It's insignificant. Shchut Echutz is only if I'm shechting a kosher animal that was taken outside, I'm doing it in the wrong place. But the moment I do simon echad for the Avodah Zarah, it's now aser b'Avodah Zarah. It's called zivchei mesim, and the Shchut Echutz won't be chalon, a zivchei mesim. It's only chalon, something that's already kosher. Rashi just explains that. Rashi in the top line on Amud Beis here, Mechatech Ba'aferhu, Techeven Din Esar Mishim Avodas Kochavim, once I shech the first simen, it becomes Isar Avodah Zarah, and then Paka Shem Kachim Minei, the Chalos Kachim that was once there of Chatas, is removed, because now it's Avodah Zarah, V'naseh Seshel Avodas Kochavim, and it's all that it is, V'afra Ba'almahu, V'sulo Mechai V'le Mishim Shchut Echutz. So how could you have a situation where there are going to be three Isurim that are coming together? So come.
He's still Chayav Me'ila, but it's not Karas, right?
He's like still...
Or Gneva, even. Because he's stealing from Kachim.
It would the Chor be Me'ila, probably would be Me'ila.
Not Karas.
So not Karas, exactly. Would not be Shchut Echutz, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Papa says, Hacha bechatas ha'of askinin. We're not talking about a chatas behema, a chatas of. What's the significance of a chatas of? A chatas of requires just one simen. So when you do that first simen, says the Gemara, dechulu behade hadade ka'asi. They all come in the same moment. So you shech the first simen of the of here, of the yona, of the turim, you shech the first one, it's going to be Isser Shabbos, Isser Avodah Zarah, and Isser Shchut Echutz, all coming at the same time. So Gemara says, this answer is not satisfactory either, because Michli, let's understand, Rav Huna, Keman Amra, L'shmaitza Ke'ula. He assumed like Ke'ula. The Gemara on Amun Aleph connected Rav Huna to Ula, which sounded like they were saying the same thing. Ve'ula, Maisa, Koldehu, Kamar. When Ula said a statement, that when he says Afapi, when a person bows down to Be'mas Chavero, it doesn't answer it. But if you do a Maisa asked it. So the Maisa, what was the Maisa? So the understanding is a Maisa Koldu, a very small Maisa. Which means, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, take a look at Rashi, we'll take it from the last now line of Rashi. Vula Maisa Koldu Kamar. The Chayman Dama Rav Huna Simen Echad, he says one Simen, V'as Mechay L'milte Ad Ula, he relies on the Ula statement, Ashmin, and we learn from here that Rav Huna De'ula, Maisa Koldu Kamar, that all you require is a small little act, a small little cut to make it a small little incision to make it Avodah Zarah. D'hasim echad b'shchitas Avodah Zchuchavim lav gmar maisehu. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't need a complete action. The moment you do a tiny incision, l'shem Avodah Zarah becomes Avodah Zarah. Hokach akarchach simen echad de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna says one simen, lav dafka, you don't really need one full simen, d'hu adin l'chatzi simen. Even a half a simen, already at that moment, the first incision will create an Isser Avodah Zarah.
Vafil.
Less of rope, exactly. Even a kolsh, even a tiny bit, right? And then v'afilu mokmas lebechatas of. Even if you want to say it's a chatas of, which only requires one simen for shchut dechutz purposes, the avodah zarah iser kicks in before simen echad is complete. That's what Rashi says. Michishacha beporta, tiny incision, paka shem kachim minei, and then chiyav shchitas chutz lesei ad gmar simen. So that's not going to work either. The moment you do something, l'shem avodah zarah, that's enough. I do a ma'aseh avodah zarah, a ma'aseh koldu, that creates an Isser avodah zarah.
Even though by regular
shechita,
that
works. Nothing to do with shechita at all. It has to do with a ma'aseh, nothing to do with shechita. Avodah zarah is created by a ma'aseh, not by shechita, any ma'aseh. So the Gemara then says, Ella, So Ella Gemara says, "Bomer begemar zvicha hu ovda." It's a situation where he made a certain stipulation that I want the Isra of Avodah Zarah to only take effect at the completion of the shechita. That's the din. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, "Ihachi my ir yechatas lishmin and zevach." Why does it say chatas? Chatas is unique in that chatas of is different than an olas of. An olas of requires two simanim. A chatas of requires one simon. So if it's really true that the shochet made a stipulation, it could be any type of zevach. It could be any carbon. It could be a ola chatas shalmim. If I want to say that Avodah Zarah won't come into this world until both simanim are complete, that would also satisfy this case of where the Avodah Zarah and the shudei chutz come at the very same time. So that doesn't make sense, because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't choose chatas. It would have chosen just generally zevach. There's something unique about a chatas that was chosen as the example. So the Gemara doesn't like that stipulation either of Be'omer Bigmar Zvicha Hu Ovda. So Ella, so what's the explanation here? What's Rav Huna talking about? Where again, cutting Simon Echad will create an Isra Avodah Zarah and Shchut Echutz at the very same time. So Ella Amar Marzutra Mishmei Derav Papa. Hacha B'mayaskin, what's the case here? Kigon Shehaya Chatzi Kana Pogum. Where it already was half cut. The animal of the oaf was half cut already. And all you have to do is hosif a love kolshu. And having a tiny incision, a small maisa kolshu, that will create a maisa kolshu to create a avodah zarah. But it's also going to put the kana to the rov now, creating a complete shechita and a shechutei chutz at the very same time. Because we already said if a kana is chatzi pogum, that's not going to disqualify it. Only a kolshu disqualifies a veshet. But by the kana, we tolerated even a chatzi kana that was split. That's still fine. As long as it's not rov, it won't create a trefa. So it's already, you have the animal, it's already half cut. You do the tiny bit to make it 51%. And that very same moment, there's a shechutei chutz problem, and there's also an iser avodah zarah. So Gemara says, "V'gamru," and you completed the act. "Dechula b'hadei hadadei ka'asin," and therefore all three surim Shabbos, avodah zarah, and shchudei chutz all come at the very same time. Okay, now these next six lines is the challenging part here. It's one of those like double negatives, like if this, not that. So it's a little hard. I'm not sure if I fully grasp it. It's going to just be six lines. We'll try to get through it as best as we can, and afterwards it's a smoother for the rest of the daf. Amar Papa. Papa says, "Ilav d'amar Rav Huna simen echad." Had Rav Huna not said Simen Echad, lo hav yechatas tiyufta, my maisa, maisa rabba. So let's see if I can get this now. Had Rav Huna not said Simen Echad, he just said, you shecht an animal. Delete the word Simen Echad. He just said, you shecht an animal. Then the question of the three chataos of Shabbos, Shchut Echutz, and Avodah Zarah never would have posed a problem. Why? Because then you would have interpreted the Maisa of Ula referring to a Maisa Rabba. Meaning Ula never said anything about qualifying the Maisa. It's just because the Gemara equated Rav Huna, who says Maisa Echad, to that of Ula, we're interpreting Ula means a Maisa must be a Maisa Koldu, a small Maisa. That's why we had this whole problem. But had you deleted the words Simen Echad from Rav Huna, you could say Rav Huna really requires two Simanim. That he's saying that Avodah Zarah kicks in after you've done a whole, you know, that was Ezra's question. How come a kol shu is enough to make an Issa Avodah Zarah? Meir Huna argues. Meir Huna would have said, you need to do a full shechita to create an Issa Avodah Zarah. So had Rav Huna not said a Simen Echad, we could have interpreted everything that you need Shnei Simanim, and everything would have made sense. That Avodah Zarah would have kicked in after Shnei Simanim, and Shulei Chutz would also kick in after Tu Simanim, and everything would have been fine. That's,
you still have the question, why did he say chatas and he didn't say right? The question we had before, why did it say chatas and not zevach?
That is a good point. Very good point. Correct. I'm not sure why that would be. Rashi has a couple of different lishnas here, but I think that's a very good point. Let's see if that's addressed.
Brings in the limited shop, because that's the offering that no longer belongs to the owner, but to the...
That addresses the behemoth. I thought that's the next statement. No, is that this statement also? The difference about chatas, what's unique about chatas is chatas I don't own anymore. Chatas is either brought to the mizbech and to the kohanim. I have no ownership of it anymore, as opposed to a shlamim where I do get a chelak in the shlamim. So it's something to do with that answers this question. But I'm not sure how.
What happens is that the whole reason is that chatas, the person wouldn't, zevach, he wouldn't want to make it asur to himself, because he would be losing the meat on on Zevach, on Shabbos. Uh-huh. He's not losing the meat. So, but I don't know exactly how it would play here.
The bottom here, quote to Rashi here, the Dir Maskel Lo Shlishi. Rashi addresses this point. If you look at Rashi, it's around 8 lines up from the bottom, toward DMA, or 10 lines up from the bottom, it says, Lo Hav Yechatis Tiyufta. So Rashi says all the way to the end of the line, he says, Demai Demaisa De Ula, Maisa Rabba, could have interpreted Maisa Rabba for Ula. V'lo Hava Mitztarech Lai Lok Mi B'chatas Of, I wouldn't have to say Chatas Min Chatas Of, Dehai Denokat Chatas, V'lo Tana Zevach, Ah, how come it chose Chatas? Now as Ricky's saying, any Zevach could have been explained this way. Mishum De'ilu Shlamim, had it been Shlamim, Kevin Didi Deinin, who since he gets a chelik of it, Havi Mitase B'maisa Kodu, V'lekach Yiv Shchut Echot, since it's partially his, he's getting Hana, it would have been immediately Usser. Aval Chatas Lo Mitase Ad Gemar Shchita, Dika Maisa Rabba. So why is that? Because he owns it, because he gets a chelik. Why is that true, that by Shlamim, this would kick in immediately? I'm not sure why that chilek is relevant though.
I think because the whole pshat that you need ma'aser rabba from somebody else's behemoth wouldn't apply here because it, since it's on, maybe ma'aser katan would already
Oh, that's a very good point. When it comes to my objects, I have the ability to ask my own, so even a kol suit, even ma'aser kol do, but someone else's, you need a significant ma'aser. Very good, excellent. Right, so then the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa says a second statement. Had he not said the word behemas chavero, he just simply said behema, behemta, even his own animal. Lo hav yechatis tiyufti. You could not have asked a question from the Braisa about the three chatos, about Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, and Shchut Echutz. Why? My taima, didei matzi aser, dechavre lo matzi aser. Maybe it's true that Rav Huna only says it's Simen Echad. This is exactly what Ricky's saying now. This is Chilek. When does Rav Huna say Simen Echad? When it comes to his own animal. So that's where it creates a Isser Koldu. When it comes to Beimas Chaveru, someone else's Chatas. So then, since it's not his, you need a significant Maiser Abba, in which case the Isser would only kick in after Shnei Simanim. And for that reason, it wouldn't have been a question. Fine. Rashi says that. Look at Rashi around 7 lines up. The chavri lo matzi aser b'maisa koldu. Someone else is a bema, like Ricky just said. I don't have the ability to aser it with a small action. Ulahochi tana chatas de kohanimi. That's why chatas was chosen, because the chatas goes to the kohanim, not to me. They're not mine. Even though I'm bringing the animal for myself, it's really kohanim get to eat it, not me. The ilu shlamim didei ninu umetaser b'maisa. And that wouldn't have been a question either, but in the end of the day, Rav Huna says both Behemoth Chaveru and he says Simen Echad, and that's why we have a question. Now, in this last statement of Papa, the Gemara says Pshita, of course it's obvious. That's very obvious. What's so obvious? The din that if he doesn't own it, if the Chatas he doesn't own, of course a Maisa Kolshu won't create an Isser. And the Gemara says, no. Mal the same, what would you have thought? Kevin de Kani Le Lechapara Kidi De Damya. Since I am bringing it from my own kabara, granted I don't own it with respect to I can't eat it, it's not going to be permitted for me to eat, but I'm achieving a kabara. There's some benefit I'm gaining from this. Maybe that's enough of a D-Day to create an Isser, even a Kulshu. Kamashlan, that no. That had it not been for Rav Huna's statement, I would have said that since it's not mine, you need a significant Maisa. Meaning the kabara that I get is not a significant enough ownership on my part to allow for a kolshu to create an iser. Okay, shkoyach, that was not as hard as I thought it would be. Gemara, thank you, Ricky. Gemara now says, Nats Simen. So the next few discussions are the Simen, Nematik, and Nats. So Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, Amri, they all say, Ein Adam Oser Dover She'eno Shelo. You cannot ask for something that you don't own. So Meisiv asks the Gemara from the Braisa above, Hashochet Chatas B'Shabbes, B'Chutz, This is our braisa. Vokminan, we say it's referring to bechatas haof, an animal chatas haof that only requires one simen, and it's a situation bechati kana pagan where half the kana had already been split beforehand. So then you do the kolshu, you have the iser of avodah zarah and iser of shchut echutz coming at the same time. So Gemara now medayik mitayma the chatas haof only because it's a chatas haof the kulu b'hadeh hadadikas and they all come together, and that's where you have three chatas all together. But when it comes to going on to Mem Aleph, I'm an Aleph here, Aval Zevach Lo, when it comes to just a regular Zevach, when it comes to a Behema, so then that wouldn't work. It wouldn't be Chal this time, because once you shecht a little bit, it's ready Aser Avodah Zarah, and Shchut Echutz doesn't take place until you've shechted the second Simen. Now, V'i Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo, the person does not have the ability the aser, that which is not his, my yirya chatas of afilu chatas behema nami. So why does it say a situation of chatas of? Even if chatas behema, the same did would be true, he cannot ask someone else's if he shechs it. Right, that's the question. So you look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, v'ein adam oser davar sheno shelo. My yirya, the tana of, why was a chatas of the example chosen? Afil behema nami, he doesn't have the ability to remove the kachim from it. Meaning, if I have a behemoth that's kachim, and I shecht your animal, I don't have the ability to take away your kachim animal. It's still a kachim animal, and therefore it should still remain kachim until I shecht the end of it, the second simon. Rashi points out, I'm still aser, it's still aser because of avodah zara, miflach palchit. In other words, I'm violating Isser Avodah Zarah when I do this Hashem Avodah Zarah. But the animal, the Chefza, should still remain kosher because it's not my animal. I cannot remove your Kedusha you put on this. Right? Again, if the content is, if Ein Adam Oser, Davar Sheinu Shelo, I can Oser that which is not mine, so I take your animal that's kosher, and I shecht it for Avodah Zarah, I get an Isser Avodah Zarah. But it's still going to have the Chalo Shem of kosher because this is your animal, not mine. I cannot take away your kachim animal. I cannot make your kachim animal into that which is usher. Which means I, even by a behema, where you do two simanim, even though right away I get the isher avodah zarah, it's still kachim as I complete it because it's still your animal.
And it doesn't change that it doesn't happen simultaneously at the same time.
It can change. I don't have the right to change your animal. I've done a maisa avodah zarah. And so shchut dechutz, the kachim still remains on it because this is your kachim, not mine. I can't take away your kachim.
I mean, the chiyuv falls in different timing, but there's still
exactly three exactly they fall different timing. But the fact that it's avodah zarah, that I did a mice avodah zarah, does not make your animal into an avodah zarah. Though,
and when does Shabbos fall? When he does both, or when he has one?
When you do a mice shchita, so I believe that's shnei simanim.
Together, with chutz.
I think so. Even though it's not usher, miflach palcha means avodah zarah. I did an avodah. So I get an iser avodah zarah and maisa, even though the chefza still remains a kachim animal. So the Gemara says no. My yirya, no. Afil chada behema nami. One more time. Aval zevach lo. Top line, just to get back in the flow. V'ein adam oser davar sheinu shelo. My yirya chada zof. Afil chada behema nami. So Gemara says no. Kevan de kanyulei lechapara kidide damya. The situation where I am the baal, I'm the owner, I'm bringing it. Now the kohen should really be shechting it, but instead I'm the one who's shechting it. So therefore, when I shecht it, since I'm getting kapar from it, it's considered mine, and therefore when I do the first incision of avodah zarah, I also am able to remove the chaloshem kachim.
But
ein achanami,
if... Exactly,
it goes back and forth. Yep. Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure to do that. So I had the same question. I don't know the answer to that. That's number one. Number two is, this is only true when we're calling behemas chavero, it's really my behema. But if I really take your behema, someone else is really, where I have nothing, no shaychas to at all, then I actually would be able to violate an avodah zarah and shulich chutz at the same time. But when it's my own animal, then, since it's didei damya, then the moment I cut for avodah zarah, it becomes aser, and then it's no longer subject to shulich chutz, unless it's a case of a chatzi kanapagim of an oaf. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow, the last daf of the parak.